How about we all try to fill the first row, actually? Just come and fill the first row. And we'll just fellowship around here. And we really don't have that many saints this morning. Unless you'd like to stay in the second room.
We'll have a small group today.
Yeah. It's a very small group.
Yeah, I know. As the saints are moving, how let's just read the general title of this moral revival for this couple of weeks together. This is in the very front and also at the very beginning of the book. Oh, let's read the general title together. Ready, go. Propagating the resurrected, ascended, and all-inclusive Christ as the development of the kingdom of God. Amen. Let's read that again. Propagating the resurrected, ascended, and all-inclusive Christ as the development of the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So as you're aware, this week, for the next couple of weeks, we'll be entering into the book of Acts. And then in the book of Acts, we see the propagation of Christ himself after his death and resurrection in both the Gentile believers as well as the Jewish believers. And here we see that the goal is so that he can propagate himself to establish a kingdom. But the basis of this is that we must be witnesses of this resurrected and ascended and all-inclusive Christ. So last week we touched upon, you know, the importance to see that in order to be witnesses, we must be those who have seen, right?
Amen.
Who have heard of this Christ.
Amen.
And who have experienced this one.
Amen.
In our lives.
Amen.
So that we may go out.
Amen.
And so this Christ may propagate within us, and as a result, we may go out and propagate this Christ to other people.
Amen.
And so that there will be an increase, not just in Christ, in the amount of Christ that we have, but Christ will gain an increase for himself on the earth as his expression.
Amen.
So this week we see that actually in the book of Acts, this move of Christ to propagate himself through his people and through his disciples is really a beautiful picture.
Amen.
Of the divine history within the human history.
Amen.
So let's read week 2, the title together.
The continuation of the book of Acts, living in the divine history within human history.
So let's read Roman number 1. The book of Acts reveals a group of
people who live in the divine history within human history as the Acts and God. They have the love of God in life, in nature, in expression, and in function, but not in God's head, for the spreading and building up of the church as a corporate manifestation of Christ.
Amen. And as go on to, again, just a very good summary of what we have covered last week. So today, Christ needs to go forth and spread.
Amen.
And the way he will do is through a group of people.
Amen.
And let's continue to, this should be under, after C, this point one. Is that the same? I need to double check the book. Sometimes the, it says, right?
Joel?
The Acts of the Apostle.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's Roman number 1, right?
Roman number 2.
Okay, thank you. Let's read Roman number 2 together.
The Acts of the Apostles is a book without ending, because this book is here being continued as the divine history within human history.
Praise the Lord. So, saints, we know that God wants to multiply.
Amen.
So there's a need for us to what? See Christ and experience him so that we can become his witnesses. But on the other hand, this week we touch upon that in order for this divine history to continue in human history, we must know the body of Christ and learn of the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. Because the way that God will do this is through a corporate vessel. Right, so let's read point F together on room number 2.
Since God is after a corporate shining vessel, a vessel of testimony, His children must be brought to the awareness of the body of Christ and learn to live the body life. Otherwise, they are useless in His hand and can never fulfill His goal.
Amen. So in day 3, we touch upon this matter. Again, we see that in Romans 12, the service of the church is corporate. The sacrifice, you know, we will present ourselves as a sacrifice for the reasonable service. That is a corporate aspect. That's in the context of the church life. And in the same way, we see in Romans 12:5, it says, "So we who are many," this is on the day 3, "are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another." So, in order for the book of Acts to continue, you know, we need to enter into the corporate church life for His increase and for his expression. I was touched this week that in our services and in our pursuing of the Lord, you know, we need to see the body of Christ and learn of the body of Christ. I was very touched by this phrase. You know, a lot of times we can do many things, but our view is either for ourselves or is for someone else, or as if, you know, we need a form of a duty. But really, in the body of Christ, we need to see that the body grows with all the members. The way to do this is to be under the head. I enjoyed this week in Ephesians. We need to be headed up by Christ.
Amen.
So that all from the head, we can grow as the body. And all the members, one of another, will function accordingly. So may we be under the headship of Christ.
Amen.
So that's the only way for us to cooperate with this propagation today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I really appreciate this week for this balancing word.
Amen.
It's not individual matter about seeing, but also we need to see and learn of the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go on to day 4, room number 3. And we'll read room number 3 and room number 5 together. Ready, go.
The word of God is still growing and being multiplied as a continuation of the book of Acts.
Room number 5.
The book of Acts.
Reveals a group of people who live in the divine history within human history by calling on the name of the Lord, suffering on behalf of the name of the Lord, and speaking in the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. So in these two numbers, we see the practical ways of this propagation, right? There's the growing of the Word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, the Word grew.
Amen.
And that's the way, you know, Christ will propagate Himself and increase Himself. So to do that, I was touched that we must be those who let the Word of God dwell in us richly. This is the way that we can cooperate with the Word. That we can enjoy the Word and spread the Word.
Amen.
Again, I think the saints can show a little bit more on what this means. And also in Romans number 4, it touched on the matter of calling on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah for calling.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. You know, the believers back in the day, they were identified as those callers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think the saints can show a lot more on this. I'm not going to go into too much. But may we be those who call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's the way we can speak boldly in His name.
Amen.
And room number 5, again, how about I just read 5? And then room number 5 together. Actually, room number 6.
The book of Acts reveals a group of people who live in the divine history within human history by living themselves and living by another life. Christ was the divine life,
this corporate living of Christ is the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. So five again brought us back, our refine, to the body of Christ. And number six shows us the way to live under, practically, to live under this, the body, right? So five speaks of, okay, the book of Acts reveals a group of people who live in a divine history within human history by living, moving, and acting as one body.
Amen.
They do everything in the body, through the body, and for the body. Anyways, this is a very great burden that we have for this week, but I think, and Roman number 6 shows us the practical way to do it. In order to live in the body life and have this corporate living of Christ as the expression, and to have the reality of the body of Christ, we must be those who are rejecting ourselves and living with the body another life. I appreciate this morning when we enjoy the hymns, we touch on this life. The only answer is in this life. You know, when we check with ourselves and our own experiences, we realize in the body of Christ, in the church life, if we live by our human life, you know, there's really no body. We just kind of stray away from the body, and we tend to be just for ourselves, by ourselves, and do our own ways, right? Do things our own ways. But in the body, there's the perfect privilege, I would say, and even opportunity for us to put aside our life. Amen. And it forces us to live by this life, this another life, the divine life, the resurrection life, the life that conquers death, death within us, that conquers the soul, that conquers everything that's against the body. This life will enable us to live in the body of Christ. May we know this life.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we can know this life in the body.
Amen.
Anyways, and it's so precious in 6, you see, the way to be to reject ourselves is not out of a duty, it's not things that we have to fulfill. We need it, but the way that the Lord touches us, see, He simply requires us to be open vessels.
Amen.
We need to be open to this life. So in C, it says, in order to live in this life, and not by our human life, we need to be vessels open to the Lord.
Amen.
Loving Him, receiving Him, being filled with Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah, we can be filled.
Amen.
Right, Austin?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And letting Him be everything to us.
Amen.
Do everything in us, through us, and for us.
Amen.
May the Lord simplify us.
Amen. Amen.
To be simply open to receive Him.
Amen.
We need His grace and mercy in this matter, because we realize this is the way for us to live the body life.
Amen.
And this is the way that the Lord Jesus will propagate Himself.
Amen.
How about let's just end here, and then I think the saints can touch more on this week. But before the saints show, let's just read 7 and 8.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The book of Acts reveals a group of people who live in divine history within human history by continuing steadfastly in prayer and in the ministry of the Word. This is to live in the apostolic ministry in coordination with Christ and the divine in His heavenly ministry. The book of Acts reveals a group of people who live in divine history within human history, seen in Psalm 68, which shows that Christ is the center of God's move on the earth and the reality of God's activities through the church.
Because of the small number of people today, I don't think we need to have any time limits, but we want to encourage still for you to release something, but still not speak for too long. Cannot take 10 minutes or 15, but still release something. But everyone,
I didn't mean I won't speak. I just
share something.
So treasure this outline.
Amen.
Especially from the Roman 4 to Roman 8, the main sentence is the same thing. Let's, Brother Mark shared, huh? Is that the Roman number four, the book of the Acts reveals a group of the people who live in the divine history within the human history by, from here, you see that from the 5, 6, 7, the first sentence is all the same. Amen? By. The first one, the four, is by calling the name of the Lord, suffering on behalf of the name of the Lord, and speaking in the name of the Lord, and the name of the Jesus. Why he outlined, he picked up the verse, is Acts. We know the Acts chapter 2, 16 to 18, for support, this outline, right? Okay, number five. He said, by what? By living, moving, and acts as a one body. Amen. They do everything in the body, Amen. Through the body, and for the body. Amen. Wow, they use the verse from John 12:24 and Acts chapter 1:14 for support, right? And six is the same. The book of Acts reveals the group of people who live in the divine history within the human street by rejecting themselves and living by another life. Christ as the divine life and the corporate living of Christ is the reality of the book of Christ. They use the verse from Acts chapter 5:20. Okay, the number seven. The book of the Acts reviewed a group of people who live in the divine history, within the human history, by. Continue, stand fast in the prayer and in the ministry of the world. This is to live in apostolic mystery in the coordination with Christ as our great high priest. Use the verse for chapter 6:4. Okay, I just repeat, this is so profound. This also is a very heavy message. Amen? Amen.
I think I wasn't able to get into the outline so much, so I'm glad we were able to go over it. It's just wonderful to see, especially on this subject, on propagating the Lord Jesus as such a resurrected, ascended, and all-inclusive Christ. Right? Like, just like we mentioned last week, our propagating is our reproduction, and we can only reproduce what we are. So if I'm one person, I can only reproduce that one person. And Amen. I think the sharing last week brought out like that. You know, one of the reasons some fathers are really scared of having children is because they're scared that their son will just be like them. Similar, and that's a negative aspect, of course. But positively, we have Christ as a living one in us, as the new man in us. And we hope to propagate him by just testifying what we are in Christ, by witnessing what we are. And I just appreciate the book of Acts is really just this continuation. Obviously, at this point, Christ had died, but he resurrected, and he's the ascended head. He was made Lord in Christ over all in Acts. And as such a one, all these disciples were simply seeing him, beholding him, right? He was invisible, not seen, but yet he was beheld by these ones. He was witnessed by these ones. And witnessed is like a first-hand account. These ones knew the Lord personally, though he was not seen by them, by their physical eyes anymore, right? But yet the book of Acts, we know, is the continuation. And even today, we are living in such a continuation, which is simply living in the divine history within human history. Amen. I remember when I first heard this phrase, it caught me. Living in the divine history within human history. Obviously, we're all living in human history.
It's true.
But and we know our human history. I mean, I know it less than those who actually study history. But what a something so extraordinary is to be living in the divine history within human history. Which means as we're living our human lives, though we're really not that significant people, right? In the world, we're probably, in the grand scheme of things, we're not, at least among us, we're not in these high levels of either organizations or government or different kind of associations. But yet, we live in the divine history. And this is huge, to be actually the continuation of Christ, which is us living in the divine history within human history. And we can do this by simply enjoying all these very simple, practical, but real practices of calling on His name. And I appreciated from this week, when our brother was sharing, I just realized, hallelujah, we can call on His name.
Amen.
And we do call on His name. And we realize that throughout our week, many times we just find ourselves, oh Lord, really needing the Lord. And when we call on Him, we can be well assured we're linking. The heavens are linked to us. We're incorporated in the divine history. We're making history with God by simply calling on His name. And I appreciated in particular this verse from this week, a verse I really haven't seen before, in Acts 5:41. So they went from the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to be dishonored on behalf of the name. Counted worthy to be dishonored on behalf of the name. And it says here, it's a real honor to be dishonored on behalf of the name. The very name of the man dishonored, but God honored Jesus. Hence the dishonored ones rejoiced that they were counted worthy to be dishonored.
Amen.
On behalf of the name. Anyways, I don't know how we'll experience this in the course of our life, at least here in the States, but I appreciate it. As we're calling on His name, and we're testifying Him, we're witnessing Him, we're just enjoying Him, right? And we're just expressing whom we're testifying and whom we're becoming. What a joy it is. It will be in the occasion that we could be counted worthy as of being dishonored of this name, dishonored on behalf of the name. This is living in the divine history within human history.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, amen. So, yeah, today, so I also want to share, like, about some history stuff. So I hope I share in an objective way, because, you know, to share about history, and I think the most important is to be objective, don't be too biased. So, so when I share, I'm also be careful, because I came from a background, because I was born in China. So I came to the United States when I was in my 20s. So, okay. So just looking back the history-wise, I mean, the past, we just passed the Thanksgiving. You know, the origin of this Thanksgiving, I believe, originated when these Protestants, they came to the United States, right, in the Mayflower. So they pursue the Lord. They pursue the God. I think that's the leading cause for them to first left England to Netherlands,
and then spent some time in Netherlands, and then decided they came to the United States. And with a very difficult course, like those travels was very difficult. And at the end, I read the history, at the end, about 50% of those people died in the first year or so when they reached the around the Plymouth area. Yeah. So, and then, so they basically, they try to, live by the truth, by the true worship of God. Yeah. So, and also, recount the history, we also recently visited the town Clinton in New Jersey, right? And there was like a Red Mill Museum, and I believe those ancestors first came from the island, and those Irish people, they established a lot of Irish people there, I can see, they have churches, and they have also, their lives there. So in the history, the England, Ireland area, they played an important area in spreading the gospel, they preaching the gospel, yeah. And then gradually, in the 20th century, like the United States, became more and more influential in the world history. And first World War I, and then the World War II. So the United States, I think, become the strongest in terms of Christianity belief. They had they supported they have the evangelists like sending out. Yeah. So, and I just recount the history like in recent history, China was awakened. In the history wise in the 1900, actually that year was very dark in the human history or in the Christianity history. In the 1900, there was a movement in China which basically killing the Christians there. So, but later, and after that, I read about after that, the believers who was born in the land of China was raised up. That when those famous Chinese Christians were born, including Watchman Lee, Winston Lee, and some other famous Christians. They were all born in the year like say 1903, 1905, those kind of years. Yeah. So, and then a lot of Chinese people from Taiwan, they migrate. They also do a migration. Not in a sense of Mayflower, they follow through here, they pursue study here, but they also kind of migrate. And then a lot of believers, so they pursue the Lord. And from 1980s, a lot of scholars from mainland China, came to here, and a portion of them was saved and pursued the Lord. So what I'm accounting here is, so basically, because God's way is really over our way.
Amen.
But I believe God also here is written in His divine history. Amen. So, but I agree with our brother. So for us, for each one of us, if we call on the name of the Lord, if we, by doing the things our brother just shared, we acting, we living in the Lord, and we are living in the body life, and we standing fast in our prayers, we are participating with God in writing the history.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This week there's two verses. It really one is excite me, a lot.
Amen.
And the other one is really comfort me. The one excite me is on the day one. It says that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I just feel very excited. He will pour out his spirit on me. Who am I? But he did. The second one is really comforting me a lot. He said, anyone who calls upon the name of Jehovah shall be saved. That is helped me through a lot. When I look back, these verses helped me through a lot. A lot of time I was on the downside. This week, actually, it says that two things, I think, it talks about two things. One is for the increase, for the propagation,
Amen.
For the multiplication, and for the spread for the Christ body. And the other topic, I think is hiding in another area is talking about the growth.
Amen.
It says the growth in the life in order we can have multiplication.
Amen.
And we are not multiply ourselves, but it's for body of God, of Christ, I'm sorry. The third one I have is for the growth of the life that we need to calling upon the name of our Lord to ensure that we are in the Spirit. I heard one message. Actually, I was confused many, many times. How do I know I am in the Spirit? When I pray something, I think I'm in the Spirit. Lord, I need this job. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. I pray and pray. I want that so badly. And but I'm not sure, am I in the Spirit or not? But there, actually, within this year, I heard a message. It says that to ensure you are in the Spirit, as you have to call upon the name of the Lord. Now I say, of course, I heard this. I know, I've been in church 20, 30 years. That's why you guys trying to brainwash me. Call upon the Lord's name. Okay. I tried. And I think I shared before. When I drive, I say, I will call upon the Lord's name 100 times. And I call and call, and something strike me. Oh, what number I call upon the Lord's name? This is how I call upon the Lord's name. That's, am I in the Spirit? I don't know. But it says that if I call upon the Lord's name, I will be in the Spirit. It says that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When we say Lord Jesus, we have that assurance. We are in the Spirit.
Amen.
We are in the Spirit.
Amen.
And also that we need to pray by the Spirit.
Amen.
I just go through every day. I put a short notes here. In prayer, and we also, when we are in the Spirit, I need to pray to God, and I need to in prayer. By prayer depends on the prayer. So day by day, I can enjoy the life giving Spirit that dispenses to me, and outpour to me. I think that's the reason why I read that his Spirit is outpouring to all the flesh, even the person like me.
Amen.
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 Amen. He said, over
the human history is just the shell, and the kernel is the divine history. Mm-hmm. I want to be listening to the divine history. Anyway, but if we're in the church, then we're in the divine history, right? So hallelujah, we're in the divine history.
Amen.
But the second point I was impressed with was in Acts. So the last verse in Acts, on day two, it says, proclaiming the kingdom of God, teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness unhindered. So in Acts, I always thought Acts was a book that just delineated, like told us how the apostles went forth and preached the gospel and, you know, propagated. Anyway, so, and that's true, but actually it says the Acts is a record of the work. The book of Acts is a record of the work of God.
Amen.
So this is actually the acts of God, right? So it's not just, it's actually man cooperating with God, living in the divine history within the human history. So Acts is actually the work of God. And also in the last verse, is there's like no conclusion, right? A lot of times these, you know, the books in the New Testament, they end with like amen, or like grace be with you, or, you know, something like. But there's like no conclusion to the book of Acts, right? It says with all boldness unhindered. So really we see that the book of Acts, there's a continuation.
Right? Amen.
There's no ending because we're continuing the book of Acts today.
Amen.
And even throughout the ages, God had many vessels who could continue what he was doing on this earth. On day two it says, every time there's a spiritual revival, God finds some vessels. Where is God's vessel today? It's true that the Father is working until now. But who is continuing to work together with them? Who can say, I also am working? This is a good question. So, you need to do those, like, you know, I just was touched, like, sometimes the God is saying, who also is working with me, right? Like throughout the ages, he would ask, like, who, like, cares for what's on my heart, right? And who would respond to him? It would be those who would respond to him and live in his divine history. Also says that God never stops working.
Amen.
He's always advancing. So if we see that he's always working, he's always advancing, we would just praise him. Praise the Lord, he's advancing.
Amen.
And the book of Acts is still continuing even today.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Divine stream from, of course, when the Lord came, and until he comes again, there's this move that God is working out his economy, and that in each age, there's only one stream. There's never been two. And so, in the Morning Your Bible this week, it said, God needs a vessel in this present age. And it's not going to be an individual vessel.
Right.
Because from the beginning, his intention was a corporate vessel.
Amen.
Which is a built-up body. So Christ as the head in the heavens, and his body on this earth, to be working with him, to be in the divine history within human history, we have to be in the body. And I really appreciated this because, actually, I think it's in the Song of Songs, it says, we can only be transformed if we're related to the body. Mm-hmm. That apart from the body, apart from being with the saints, living this body life, the spirit can't even transform us.
Amen.
And that God has no intention of giving us things apart from him and apart from the body. And I like that this is the way the Lord deals with us, because otherwise we would be independent, or we would be in ourselves and we wouldn't even realize it. But like, because we're together, then we realize how short we are. And like, I just like that it's a practice, it's a training to live the body life. Because we like to hide, we like to pretend that we're okay. Or, you know, like, you're like, oh, Lord, if I'm with this person, I'm going to sin, I'm going to say something, or I'm going to react. But, and we just want to remain whole. But the Lord has no intention of letting us do that, because His desire is a body. So that if we, though it may hurt and though we may be disappointed in ourselves, but like this is what the Lord wants. And we love Him. And we want Him to have what He wants on this earth.
Amen.
And so I like this story. Kobe, he's like a really good basketball player. When he was, I'll go check this after the meeting, but when he was a rookie, he like shot 4 air balls in like a pretty important game. I think it was like 4 air balls in overtime. And then he shot 3s through the night, basically. He just shot the whole night. And it's because he was so desperate. And it wasn't like he was beating himself up, but he's so desperate that he doesn't get discouraged. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when I'm in the church life, sometimes it feels like I shot 4 air balls. Like, I don't know, like this meeting or with this person, or it just feels like I missed. And it's like I'd rather be at home, because when I'm at home, then, you know, I can stay whole. But the Lord wants a body, and so Amen. He wants us to be with each other, blended together genuinely Amen. And in reality, Amen. That we wouldn't just say like, oh Lord, like, Amen, but like, really, this is the body. And we know He doesn't have it yet, because the Lord hasn't come back yet, so we know He doesn't have it yet.
Amen.
But I just like being so desperate, you're not discouraged. Just keep practicing, keep endeavoring, continue in the word and prayer for the Lord to get His body, for Him to finally get what He's after.
Amen.
Amen. So I'd like to share again. Amen. So in about the this message, you know, in carrying out this history, divine history, carry out human history. So I'd like to share, like, you know, God pick up those vessels, pick up those people. I mean, are they, let me put it this way, are they better than us? And I don't want to say it like say to overestimate us, like, but I want to point out is when God picked up those people, each individual later on turned great in the God's hand. But each individual has its limit, its shortcoming. Yeah, we all know, like Peter denied Lord 3 times. Although in himself he truly believed he could die for the Lord. I don't think he lied. He thought he could do it. But in the time, he just denied the Lord 3 times. Right? And Paul, Paul at the first time, he tried so hard, but he persecuted Christians. He thought he was doing the right thing. Until he was shined by God. So there is many examples. So So when I look back, I just want to say to each one of us, don't be too self-examined.
Yes.
What I mean is don't say, okay, I know I won't do this. You know, maybe the Lord won't walk. You know? No, don't be too, never be too that. Never be too that. I'd rather like I'm a amen by our brother say, you know, the Lord's Spirit can pour on each one of us. We don't know. Can pull each one of us. We don't know. Yeah. So that's why we each one of us, we just be humble, and we also need to be proper in the Lord. We know what our longings, the long point, and also a short point. That's all. Then we just keep calling the name,
Amen.
Keep leaving the body.
Amen.
And we don't know what God is going to be use us.
Amen.
We won't know. When I read the Bible, the Old Testament, it's very simple. Just say, you know, the Jehovah's Spirit came to son of whom? Nobody. Literally, it's nobody. It's just to put on the hand, then empower the person to do something. So we don't know. But again, just say we don't need to be too self-examining. You know, our failure or whatever. But we as our brother shared. But we need to fully open to the Lord.
Amen.
To maintain our integrity, our honesty before the Lord, fully open to the Lord, and let the Lord do what He wants to do.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord. So, and also I feel like today is small setting, so it's not necessarily you want to share something. If you have some questions, or if you have some frustrations in your Christian life, you can also share. And we, as a body, we can, you know, fellowship. Amen.
Brother Shepherd doesn't want me to share too much because he knows I'm the story man, a lot of story. But history, right? His story, amen? But God has a plan. He wants those divine history become our human history, his story. Amen? I really enjoyed this. I was very excited for those messages. Even I wasn't there. But I feel God is moving.
Amen.
God is walking. God never retired. Amen. He continue walking on us. Amen. He said, especially Roman number one, very touching. He said, review the group of people who live in the divine history within the human history as the acting God. Wow, he used this word. I was so touched. Our God is that God. Our God is take action.
Amen.
Not only here, he take action. He's moving.
Amen.
Wow. How do you feel? Every time we come into the Lord's table, look like the same, but it's not the same. Our God is a living God. He's doing something.
Amen.
You see, everything is growing.
Amen.
Everything is a change. Everything, wow. You see, he used the word, he's a spreading, ing. He's building up the church as the corporate manifestation of Christ.
Amen.
Wow, during this conference, a lot of ing. You know ing better than me. I mean, what's that meaning? Continuation, all right?
Amen.
Hallelujah! I very appreciate the Lord's recovery that we have the recovered virgin. 8 times talk about the life-giving spirit. Hallelujah! What do you mean? Giving. Oh, the God is living. That's why He can always give it. Amen? He passed away. He cannot give anymore. Hallelujah. But His life-giving spirit is giving. He is operating. He is working. Wow. So exciting. For me, Africa, I was have a terrible story over there. You know, the testimony starts from this West Africa. It's from the Ghana, used to be the called Gold Coast. They're changing the name because you got a gold mine, so it doesn't want a lot of immigrants to collect their gold. So they're changing the name to Ghana. But they're English speaking, so they have a lot of saints travel from England, so they bring lots of recovery from the Germany and England. England from there. One of the saints, a part that used to be the pastor, actually is like a pastor, worked for the Christianity. His name is Ransford. Then during the 1980, he founded the ministry of the Living Stream Ministry. So he could come and join all the perfecting training. Now we start the most testimony in the Africa. At that time, the city, that the currency was cheap. There's 1 to 1 US dollar. So all the saints take fret because it's cheap. They all come to the Anaheim to have a training. But after they have problems or they have a change in their country, everything. So they become poor. They cannot go to Anaheim anymore. So they have a saints support from Germany. Germany, they help them. So that the used car, like a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW to them, it helps the saints have some start business. But also, you saw that some of the brother from the Philippines or from Germany, even I have seen the John Ingo, brother John Ingo over there. And so everything is getting worse. During 1980, they have 150 cents. They also preach gospel to the Nigeria. To Nigeria. So Nigeria have 20 cents over there. Then start preaching gospel to the Nigeria. They're only working on the English speaking over there. I was started. I was so excited. I was saying, wow. But I'm not really equipped. Even the saints, because I speak broken English. They're from England. They ask me, what Brother Lee share about this life study? I speak in broken English. I cannot. So I feel, wow. We need to be perfect, or perfecting. You know, we need to equip. Then we can preach the gospel over there. Sometimes we only have a heart. We have a desire. We want for the Lord. But when we reach there, they say, how about the life study? They don't understand my English. So I was failing. I was shame on me. I was failing to Africa. So this time when the brothers shared this message, they have Addis Ababa, have a new testimony. Wow, I was so excited. You know, start from the Acts chapter 13. They already have, you know, that we call Antioch. They have a brother. The five brothers start together. Panabar Saul. One of the brothers called Niger. They call black face. Actually, is it Niger? And Niger is the, we say the West Africa. Nigeria, Niger Lake. So over there, that is his name, Niger. Then another brother from Libya, you know, from Libya, that's from the North Africa. But this time, God raised the testimony from the East Africa. Wow. You know how they start? All the saints, they start, they pursuing the, they read the, those books, Watchman Nee. They start to read, then have a practice, the local church. One place they have a, you know, they think they are only the unique, only one in the whole world. But they didn't know through the internet. They found the Living Stream Ministry.
not any brother like me or preach gospel over there, not any evangelist over there, because the ministry world reached there. Amen. Wow, 2006, they come to the United States. They're so happy. They found a really treasure in here. They say, wow, this is another people, Living Stream Ministry, have a whole world around 15,000 testimony here. And they so happy went to the Taiwan. Actually, they have a lot of sense. Contact them is from China. China have the recently 10 years help their business. They have a model. They want to change become the second China. So they build up the country in China, have the high-speed railroad, have the building the house, have the national security. China also have them. So they want the, so the GPA from the joined to five times, all the different. So now they are more welcome. They want join the, they want enjoy this ministry. That's really touched me because the Roman number 3. We can read the Roman number 3. You see what is the Roman number 3? The word of God is still growing and being multiplied as the continue of the book of Acts. Amen. Ethiopia testimony, not from some evangelists, not from some saints doing the business, or not from the person. It's from God's word. Wow. I very touched recently. I read the Acts. I very touched. You know, the Dr. Luke write 2 books. One is the Gospel Luke. The other one is Acts. Only he mention, announce. In the King James, they say preach gospel. Only Dr. Luke, the only recovery urgent, talk about announce the gospel. You see, after the Jubilee, we know the Spirit of the Lord upon me, that we announce the gospel to the poor. Amen. Not only that, he mentioned announce the God's word. We think the gospel is through the minister, evangelist over there. But sometimes God start reads from the children, reads from his testimony. It's from the word of the ministry. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, so exciting. Amen. I already told, I took them to the airport. I talked to Shepherd and Esther. Esther used to teach the kids Spanish, learn the Spanish. Learn the French. They have bird that want to go to French. I say, wow, it's good. Africa, they need 3 language. Amen. There's 19 countries speaking French. There's 3 countries speaking Deutsch, German. And the rest is speaking English. We only start the Lord's recovery, the testimony is from English speaking. So you have 3 boys. We learned French. We learned German. We're even the English. We're even the German. Amen. We will follow the spread on the world. Hallelujah. Continue.
Amen.
Amen. Now here all a lot of saints is growing up. Amen. We have 10 saints is graduating from FTTA. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the time we go to the Africa. Hallelujah. I was ashamed out of Africa. I didn't want, but I went with my children and the children, grandchildren. Hallelujah. We're back to Africa. Announce the gospel over there. Hallelujah.
Do you have a concluding word?
church is at like, I think, 12:15 or so. So if anyone like to share, or
we still have some time.
We could pray or sing. Anyone who'd like to share.
Share a little bit. I was enjoying the hymn God's Economy and His Eternal Plan, and we're touching on Acts right now, and so it's part of the process of God's economy, and a large part of it lies with our daily enjoyment of the Lord. And I enjoyed the first stanza and the last stanza. It says God's economy and His eternal plan, His heart's desire and intention is to be one with man. And that's what we're trying to do in the church life. It's that each of us are very individualistic by nature, but God needs a corporate expression.
Yeah.
But it says that man has failed completely throughout all history. And so if you look at human history, there's a lot of deviations from Christianity, and then there's a lot of isms or ideas that form that doesn't have God in them, and then the causes, it never has a solution. But praise the Lord, we're in the divine history. And verse 4, it says, now the church life is so precious, with all the saints so dear. And I don't know, in the divine history, the church life is the solution, is the answer to the problems that like plague our world today. In it, like, we have a family, and then God also is the head dispensing life to us to fulfill our need. And yeah, I just really enjoyed this. I don't know if we could sing it. It's not in the hymnal, but I don't know if we could.
What's the first verse?
God's economy and His eternal plan.
So if you have the hymnal.net, you can search on the God's economy and His eternal plan. How about we share with those next to us if you don't have it? Hymnal.net, you search under God's economy and His eternal plan. It, unfortunately, it's not in the hymnal.
Economy and His eternal plan, His heart's desire and intention is to be one with man. Yet man has failed completely throughout all history. But hallelujah, praise the Lord, God's life is now in me. Now this life in me is flowing as the river of water of life, washing away all my sins, my cares and all my strife. This life is overcoming situations in my day. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, for this is why. Church life is so precious with all the saints.
vision it is so clear that all would prophesy of Christ from what they have seen. According to your scripture, in 1 Corinthians 14. Lord Jesus, I love you, I give you the preeminence in what I do. Enjoying you is the overcoming way. Thank you for your recovery.
You.
Amen.
Give you the preeminence.
Amen.
In all that we do.
Amen.
Amen. Enjoying you, the overcoming way.
Amen.
Thank you for your recovery.
Amen.
Your word we will obey.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All your riches.
Amen.
Our vision is so clear.
Amen.
That all would prophesy of Christ.
Amen.
From what they've seen.
Yes.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord
Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the economy.
Amen.
Thank you for this unique flow.
Amen.
Flow yourself into us.
Amen.
Wish to flow yourself through us.
Amen.
To propagate yourself.
Amen.
We open to you again.
Amen.
Through this flow.
Amen.
We'll be in the enjoyment.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, until we all become the overcomer.
Amen.
By enjoying you.
Amen.
By eating Jesus.
Amen.
In the body.
Amen.
In this world.
Amen.
In this is we.
Amen.
Amen.
In this Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your economy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your eternal plan.
Amen.
Lord, you had an eternal plan for us.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for your heart's desire.
Amen.
Lord, your intention to be one with man.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you, we can have your life.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
God's life is now in me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh,
Lord
Jesus. Amen. Yes. Yes.
Lord, we pray that you preserve us in the church life.
Amen.
Oh, we only want to have one heart, one person. Purpose and one ambition to serve you.
Amen.
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Just live a simple way.
Amen.
Call your name.
Amen.
Oh, just saturated by your word.
Amen.
Oh, witness the reality.
Amen.
Such real one.
Amen.
Thank you. Bring us into the life, living in the heavenly life.
Amen.
Oh, with you together.
Amen.
Oh, thank you.
Amen.
Fill us.
Amen.
Saturate our inner being.
Amen.
Oh, care for our heart.
Amen.
We open our heart to you.
Amen.
Make your home more in our heart this week.
Amen.
Oh, we really like to be joined to you.
Amen.
Especially joined to one another.
Amen.
Lord, that you could gain your body.
Amen.
Oh, you would gain us.
Amen.
To be part of this built up body.
Amen.
Spread of this body.
Amen.
Body will be built.
Amen.
More and more.
Amen.
For increase within us.
Amen.
For your very self.
Amen.
For your spread.
Amen.
Your propagation.
Amen.
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 Amen. We will have the simulcast at 1 p.m. and then there's another one at I believe around 2:30. So if you can stay for one of them, we'll